Shalom.
In Maranatha, blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, I want to invite you just to consider the Word of God together. And we want to really look into the issue that Jesus tests his followers. Jesus tests his followers, or Jesus assesses the reason to why people follow. We have already established that Jesus Christ is having so many followers. By now, a crowd of multitude of people is coming to him. And these people are in different classes, precisely four classes. He said class number one is the class that I call unbelievers, those who have seen the miracles, those who have heard him, those who know why he came, and they have decided to object. Pharisees. But two, there are those we call non-believers. Non-believers are those who have not known who Jesus is, and they have also not even experienced his miracles or the works of Christ. Number three, we have got the category that we call bread believers. Miracle believers. Those are the believers who follow Jesus because of miracles. And majorly, this is the biggest class now. Jesus is dealing with this class. Those who are bread believers. They know it is him who performed miracles. They are coming because of the signs. But unfortunately, when you come because of signs, you are addicted to signs. You worship signs. You worship healing instead of the healer. You worship the day of the Lord instead of the Lord of the day. Level four, or class four of students or learners, is the one that we call eternal life believers. Believers who follow Jesus because he has the life or the word of eternal life, as we continue seeing. And so, but Jesus would just continue to test all these people in different ways. Chapter 6 of the book of John, the whole of it is a large one. It has got close to 70 verses. Or thereabout. But all of it, I have read it and discovered, is about assessment, is about testings, is about examination by the Lord himself. Jesus is the teacher, is the master teacher. He is the one examining all these people to see to it that they go to the higher class. Ideally, we don't go to the higher class, as I've just given those class, until you pass the test. The Lord Jesus has no problem to keep you in that class until the day we pass the test. But he is also faithful to provide information, to let us know the truth, to let us know who he is, and the truth is himself. We established also that this journey which Jesus gave in the book of John chapter 1 and the last verse, where he met Nathanael, and he told Nathanael, "You believe because I told you that I saw you." But then Jesus told him, "You will see greater things. You see heaven open up, and you see the Son of Man And you see the angels of the Lord ascend and descend on the Son of Man being the highway. So Jesus talked about, he gave the picture, the image in the book of John as him being the highway, being the caseways, like stairs that connects earth and heaven. And that is the journey that today we are making. And so you also discover he, John the writer now, compares this journey, the upward journey we make from earth to heaven, he compares that journey to the journey from Egypt to Canaan, so that we can learn the lessons that happened in those many days during the trek or during the journey of the children of Israel, the church of God in Israel in the former times, coming from captivity and going to the promised land. He compares that journey to the journey from earth even to heaven, and Jesus being the staircase. Today, we want to learn lesson 3 of Jesus assess, or Jesus tests the believers, whether they believe him to be the bread of life. Allow me at this juncture to say that there are so many reasons why the people follow Jesus. Sometimes they don't know why they follow Jesus. But John, the one who have written this book, has given 7 reasons why travelers, or people who are traveling on Jesus, need Jesus. They are most pressing needs. And apparently, in all the needs, Jesus promises to be the solution to those needs. Let us look at this first need as we summarize, and especially in this part of the book of John. The book of John, when now Jesus is meeting with his disciples here, from verses 31 to 58, Jesus promises to be the bread. So one of the greatest needs that travelers need is food, is the bread of life, is a bread that they need to be able to travel. But Jesus claimed that I am the bread of life. In this need of bread, we began by seeing people coming to Jesus. John 6 verses 1, a multitude of people coming to Jesus, and they followed him. And Jesus asked Philip, where do we get enough money to buy bread? So Jesus brought the image of bread as a great need of the people today. And of course, he performed a miracle and he multiplied bread from 5 loaves and 2 fish. He multiplied, and more than 15,000 individuals or followers, men, women, and children, ate to the full, and they even had leftovers. Now, that is compared to when the children of Israel, they left Egypt, and God provided bread from heaven, manna, for 40 days. And every day, God kept on bringing bread. But you see, the children of Israel believed, as we have seen in this portion of scripture, that it was Moses, their leader, who provided bread from heaven. And when they are asking Jesus, Moses, our ancestors ate bread or manna in the wilderness, and Moses provided that bread. Jesus now gives them a clarity. He says, no, it was not Moses who provided bread to your forefathers. It was my Father who gave you bread from heaven. It is at this time that Jesus is coming to tell them what was given was God who gave. And now he takes this to a higher notch. He says, what my Father gave you is the bread from heaven. And that bread of heaven, it is me. So he compares what the children of Israel ate to himself. And then he told them, you have to eat me, and you have to drink, you have to eat my flesh, you have to eat my blood, because my flesh is bread indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Those who eat me, they will never have any hunger. They will never thirst again, those who drink of my blood. And Jesus said, the equivalent of that eating is believing in him. So the image of eating is explained into believing. And Jesus now, he is testing the belief. And he tested the belief whether they can believe him to be the bread of life. Just as their forefathers ate bread for 40 years in the wilderness, our journey here on earth, our 70 years before we go back to heaven, because we came from heaven. The moment we live here on earth, we have to eat Jesus Christ. That eating is equivalent to believing in him. And so believe that Jesus is the bread. When we believe in Jesus, we'll be satisfied the way people, you know, eat bread. That's why sometimes Jesus, when he met the Samaritan woman, and the disciples told him, Lord, Master, Rabbi, eat. He said, I have food that you do not know. And my food is to finish the work that was given by my Father. So Jesus is that food. When we believe in him, we will be able to defeat every problem, and we'll be able to wait Jesus until he comes the second time, Maranatha. So let's trust God today that we will pass the test of belief. We will see several tests that Jesus is going to test them. And this is the first one, the test of believing that Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the one who gives. And once you pass the test, there are benefits of this. And the benefit is that you will never lack. Believe that Jesus is God. Believe that Jesus is who he claims to be. That test we must pass before we get to the next level, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you may help us pass the test. The test that you are God. The test that you're not man. The people that Jesus was speaking to, at one time, they exclaimed, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? Don't we know his father and mother? This is Jesus, the son of the carpenter. So their view of Jesus, it was that Jesus was just a human, not God. But Jesus, help us understand that you are God, that you're 100% God, but you're also 100% man. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.